Welcome to the Fuller Market Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of June, recording at 9:07 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were firm, modest percentage gains, but going against the trend that we see elsewhere. European stock markets opened lower and then basically just continued to slide as Wall Street came in weak and the day progressed. We had some big downside moves, a number of declines of 3% or even more. I see the FTSE MIB index is down 4%. Now, Wall Street also closed with declines of over 3% for the S&P and the NASDAQ. The Dow did somewhat better, down 2.35%, but it was still down over 200 points. And long-dated government bonds were firm. The U.S. dollar was steady, quietly steady, and precious metals were weak in here today. Just looking for platinum. Yes, I'm not sure. There's a distortion in terms of how much that's down, but it's back under, well under the 12,000. I beg your pardon, the $1,200 level to $1,167. And gold, as I speak, down $1,173. That's back to $922 and change. Crude oil, this is the most important of all, broke down today, down $2.62 to $66.93. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, we have more and emphatically conclusive evidence that June the 3rd, those dynamics that we saw on June the 3rd, including a number of key day reversals and certainly other dynamics, as I just mentioned, that was indeed, as I described it at the time, an all-change day, on June 3rd. And that is basically one of those dramatic days which causes a number of technically overstretched trends to begin to reverse. Now, no trends were more overstretched than those of global stock markets, because for the leaders, we'd had 14 consecutive weeks on the upside and some pretty chunky gains, as you'll be well aware. We had also seen a big sell-off in long-dated government bonds, and those were looking stretched on the downside. We had seen a quite sharp sell-off in the U.S. dollar, which was temporarily oversold, and silver had rallied up over $16, and we also saw gold and platinum. I think platinum had moved up to a new recovery high. Copper was strong, up over $2.30. So we had strong commodity markets, and the last among the holdouts really were among the oil complex, with crude oil and gasoline down sharply here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, in terms of catalyst, if we're looking for one, the World Bank came in and lowered its GDP growth forecasts. But I think that's just the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back, because the moves that we have seen, the follow-through moves that were occurring today, were, as I say, signaled on the 3rd of June. Now, I would describe this basically as a reality check. stock markets got too far ahead of themselves, and when you get powerful spikes up off lows for a number of those markets, if we go back to those March lows, and some of the other markets had retested their March lows, those that were established in upward trends were among a minority, but not an but a significant minority, and they consisted mainly of South American resources markets and Asian emerging markets, such as Taiwan and China, and the tech sectors had been firm generally overall. And that had caused people to start talking about green shoots of recovery increasingly loudly. So, and there was certainly a degree of rationalization that I think you may recall my view on the global economy, that I have been one of the bigger pessimists around, saying that we didn't have many green shoots, that the ones that we saw, many of them would turn into mirages in all probability, because the global economy was still weak. It was just less weak than it had been before. In other words, we had the collapse in the fourth quarter of 2008. We had a very significant economic decline in the first quarter of 2009, only slightly better than that paralytic fourth quarter last year caused by the stock market rout. So the second quarter is likely to come in looking better by comparison, but that's not a recovery. That's still weak overall. Nevertheless, count me among those who say that we could see a recovery by the global economy as early as the fourth quarter. Now, some areas are recovering. China's recovering, India's recovering, but neither of those economies, important though they are, is big enough to carry the global economy. So, I think this is a reality check stepping in, and you might say, well, how did the rallies become so large? Well, that's been well covered here in these broadcasts and in comment of the day, in that there's a big difference between discounting a depression in terms of valuations and also and then sorry, big difference between discounting a depression and then saying, well, no, this is just a very, very severe financial recession, which is what it is. But bring us back to these stock market patterns. I think that there's no doubt now that the Wall Street leash effect has turned negative. Anybody who is still feeling, well, this is just a small correction, and it was just a small correction, will rethink again following today, not least with the S&P breaking back below the 900 level. So that Wall Street leash is now negative, whereas in Asia, the China leash has been keeping that region firm. And as long as people there were willing to look on Wall Street as being a bit neutral, then the China leash was more important. But I think that's probably changed as of today. I'll be very surprised if the Asian stock markets are not weaker. Weaker tomorrow, or if not tomorrow, shortly thereafter. Now, I do like that sector, as you know, but again, it's done awfully well, and we had seen the leaders roll over, such as Taiwan. That was the one we focused on most of all, giving the early signal. We've seen the leaders in the South American commodity markets roll over, so. Again, this looks at minimum like an overdue reaction and reversion to the mean by the stronger markets. But I have also mentioned on a number of occasions that there was a possibility that it could be a multi-month affair, given that the economic data was still weak, and that when you get those type two, as we described them at the chart seminar, powerful moves up off lows that You know, they're very persistent and consistent for a while, and then they move into a more obvious step sequence, and then they gradually lose momentum and roll over and break the existing upward trends. That's what's happening. And one by one, we're seeing the existing short-term upward trends broken, and I will be very surprised if the Asian markets are not pulled down and pulled down similarly. So that's the background as I see it. And moreover, I have often mentioned that a number of these beg your pardon, here I'm just going to stop for a moment and turn off my mobile phone so that I don't get a call. I've mentioned on a number of occasions that the bull market hypothesis had not been confirmed technically for Wall Street and a number of these lagging Asian markets, and that what was required there was a setback, hopefully holding 50% or more of the gains, and followed by that being part of a consolidation, followed by a move back upwards and on to new recovery high ground. And that would then, of course, establish a clear overall upward trend for the laggards. And I'm thinking of Wall Street as one of the biggest laggards. So that's the background overall. And it's a time to be very cautious. There are always tradable signals. I've played this by shorting stock market futures, and I've added to my stock market futures shorts today. I doubled up on my S&P, having made the mistake of taking the profit on my DAX short on Friday, being overly influenced by the firmness of the Asian stock markets led by China, which had extended its move into new high ground. And so what are the tradable moves? Well, it's basically these are all basically counter trend reactions in my view. We will see stock markets move lower, I believe, over the short and possibly medium term. Particularly if we see those markets, stock markets that only hit their lows in March, go into lengthy base formation extension, which is a real possibility here, ranging sideways in base formation extension for a number of months. We will see the weakness of stock markets cause more money to flow into long-dated government bonds, particularly now that commodity prices are coming down. So the commodities continue to look like shorts in the short term. You remember I mentioned that those were tradable signals when we saw those keys in silver and gold, although I was not interested in shorting those. There are other things. I was more interested in shorting stock markets, which looked far more overextended in my opinion. Crude oil is the latest commodity to break down here today. And to round it out, the US dollar is also getting a counter trend rally and looks like it will push a little bit higher in the short term. And a very interesting day here, and I hope it's one that is making some profits for you as well. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.